Well, I'm joined in the studio right now by Northeast Timberland Band. We've got Tim and Neil and Xavier here, and I think this is their first time here on WTIP, so thanks so much for coming on, you guys.
Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see and hear what you have. How long have you been playing together in the group?
This rendition, we've been together for about 5 years. So we, Tim and I have played for many, many years, probably almost 40 years in a full country rock band in central Minnesota. And cool. About 5 years ago, we wanted to bring the music north. And my son Xavier started performing with us when he was in high school. So It's almost 5 years, probably 5.5 years of live gigging.
Cool. What was the group in central Minnesota?
It's a group out of Alexandria, Minnesota called Cimarron.
Cimarron, okay. Yeah. I grew up in St. Cloud, but I'm not quite familiar with that.
And we're still playing down there a fair amount in the summer. So this is kind of our 9-month thing then up here in northern Minnesota.
Oh, cool. Get the best of both worlds there. And wow, this is good. We got a 12-string guitar, we got harmonica and mandolin. Let's just start off with a song and see what it sounds like.
Sounds good. Clouds so swift, rainbow lift, gate won't close and my railings froze. Get your mind off winter time, cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Cause I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came and morning went. So pack up your money and pick up your tent, cause you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Buy me a flute and a gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Well, Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill no matter how steep when we get up to it. Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Ride me high, tomorrow's the day my bride's gonna come. Whoa, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair? Down in the easy chair.
There we go, Northeast Timberland Band. I've got Tim, Neil, and Xavier here joining me live in the studio. Sounds really great, guys. And I understand that Tim and Neil, you guys have a theatrical background.
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, we got to know each other, probably 40 years ago through some community theater down in Glenwood, Minnesota. Central Min, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was great.
Neil was pretty involved in theater up here in Duluth at the high school. He taught at Hermantown High School for years and directed a lot of shows, but also did a lot of shows at the Duluth Playhouse.
Okay.
So he's got a pretty extensive background there. And I was in central Minnesota with the Minnewaska Showstoppers, and I don't know, I've been involved in 20 or 25 shows over the years, acting and and directing and set building and, you know, it's kind of like being involved in a radio station this size up here. You kind of do a little bit of everything, probably.
Yeah, that's, hey, you actually hit that right on the head. Like how we have Jeff out here doing the board, right?
There we go.
There he is. And so, Neil, your main job is you work at the UMD?
Actually, I work at the College of St. Scholastica.
College Scholastica.
Yep, so I'm a professor
at
the College of St. Scholastica. So.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And Xavier, you're in college right now. Do you go to Scholastica?
Correct. Yeah, I'm a sophomore at Scholastica.
Cool. What is your major?
I'm studying English education, so I want to be an English teacher.
Hey, I was an English major. I understand. Cool. That's perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. So when did you start playing guitar?
I think I started playing guitar in about eighth grade, and it went in a cycle of I played it for a couple months, and then I stopped, and then picked it up again, and that time for good in about ninth grade, and ever since then I've been playing.
Interesting side note, Xavier basically taught himself to play guitar by watching videos of Cimarron, our other band, that Neil had set up a camera and taken, and he watched those and watched the hand shape and looked at the chord shapes and stuff and taught himself to play guitar.
And the funny thing was, Tim and I didn't. Tim had spent a lot of time up here with our family, and we didn't even know that Xavier sang. And pretty soon we realized that Xavier not only learned all the guitar parts of our other guitar player down in central Minnesota, but he also learned all of the high harmonies. So then we thought, it's a little too rich not to take advantage of this.
The first time we actually rehearsed, right, those guys were playing guitars and we were all singing, and we got done when it was, because he's throwing these harmonies in, and we got done at the end and Xavier went to bed. You know, he's an eighth grader, it's time to go to bed. And Neil and I sat in the living room having a beer, and he looked at me, he goes, I didn't know the kid could sing. Spent his whole life with me. I've never heard him sing in the shower. I've never heard him sing in the car. I didn't know he could sing, and he's throwing in these beautiful harmonies, and it's a fortunate occurrence, because he does quite a bit for us vocally.
Now, you've got a 12-string there, and I'm curious, is that a big jump from 6-string, or does it help if you start on a 12? Or what do you know about that?
I started on a 6-string Innovation, a lot like this one.
Yeah.
The 12-string, after a weekend of playing, it definitely, you feel it a little bit more with the double strings on your fingers, but I like the richness and the sound that it brings to the group, for
That's
sure.
That's really crazy. I have a friend who just bought a 12-string, and I tried it last night, and I was not prepared for how to play it. It was a little out of my hands, but she seemed
And they can be tuning nightmares, let's be clear, right? Six more strings, just what we need.
That's right. And you have original songs, too. Was that last one original?
That was not. That was actually, appropriately, a little Bob Dylan tune. Bob Dylan wrote the tune. We thought, well, that's pretty appropriate for our first singing gig in Grand Marais. And actually, the version we do was...
I'm forgetting what the group is. Popularized by, Nitty Gritty Dirt
Nitty
Man.
Gritty.
Cool. I would love to hear an original song.
Here we go. Good. So this one is called I'm Down. It's probably the happiest little heartbroke song you're ever going to hear. Okay.
It's late at night and I crack a beer alone. Hard day's working, I'm tired to the bone. Well, I'm just about ready to turn in. Telephone is ringing, you ask me how I've been. Well, I'm down again. You got me down, 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 down. Got me down again. You asked me to come down for a while. Say you'd like to see me, girl, that makes me smile. So I pack my truck and head across state line. I'm doing circles in Chicago. You say you need time. Well, I'm down again. You got me down, 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 down. You got me down again.
Say you love me, say you don't. Say you need me, say you won't. I don't care what you say, just say it straighter. Stay away, I'm down. You're back in town to spend some time at home. Say you'd like to see me, say you feel alone. Well, I'm thinking things might turn out pretty nice. Just when things start heating up, you turn on the ice. Well, I'm down. I'm down again. You got me down, 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 down. Say you love me, say you don't. Say you need me, say you won't. I don't care what you say, just say it straighter. Stay away, I'm down.
Live music here from the Northeast Timberland Band. They're going to be playing at the Bluefin Grill in Tofte tonight at 8 p.m. Tim Lang here on vocals, singing with passion. And I understand that you've had a number of very interesting careers.
Well, you know the phrase, jack of all trades and master of none. But yeah, I spent most of my life as a dairy farmer in central Minnesota, and then I had taken a few short breaks to do some carpentry work, and so when I quit dairying, it was kind of that era where you're in a small dairy, it's either go really big or pull a pin, and so that's what I chose to do, and went back into contracting. But yeah, I went to Australia for 6 months after a year in college to work and tour there, and I've ranched in Montana and taught tech school, taught carpentry at the tech school in Alexandria, and come back doing carpentry now. I'm working for a friend of mine down in Raleigh, so I get the traveling trophy.
Yeah. Going down to where a lot of this music kind of originated. That's kind
yeah,
of
cool. Yeah. It's get out to Asheville. You can get your ears filled up out there.
Yeah. What did you grow up listening to?
Primarily rock and roll, pop and rock and roll. I was a huge fan of the Eagles and Dan Fogelberg and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and as well as, I mean, less classical but more poppy groups, but kind of whatever was popular at the time, like everybody else, you know. Gotcha. You're fitting in, but my tastes have narrowed somewhat over the years. I like any kind of music, but really well-made music.
Yeah,
I enjoy.
One of the great things, too, with the group, I was listening to a lot of acoustic back in the 70s and 80s, and one of the great things is that Xavier heard so much of the old music of America and Fogelberg and all of that at home, that all of a sudden he knew all those songs. I mean, there was a point where America, the group out of the 70s, was his favorite group, and that was probably about 2 years ago. So yeah. That's kind of a cool thing.
Is that still what you listen to, Xavier, or what else?
Yeah, it's interesting with everything that's on the radio today. I love the Eagles, all those bands that Tim had mentioned, but I still like a lot of the top 40 stuff, like Khalid and a lot of those people too. So it's a mix, which I think helps me musically to not just have one vision of music to play, but a lot of them.
Yeah, it's always good to have expanded horizons. This is the Northeast Timberland Band here, Tim Neal and Xavier. They're going to be playing tonight down at the Bluefin Grill in Tofte. Let's do another song.
Sounds good. We're going to throw one out here that's an old 70s tune that Xavier actually discovered for us.
Oh,
so
what's that?
This is one folks will recognize.
Thank you.
Well, this is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. Sit around the house, get high, and watch the two. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They hit it down to El Paso. It's where they ran into a great big castle. Bobby Sue shot a man while robbing his castle. Well, Billy Joe took the money and run. Yeah,
go on, take the money and run. 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 Oh, take the money and run.
Well, Billy Mac is a detective down in Texas. Well, Lord, he knows just exactly what the facts is. He ain't gonna let those two escape justice. 'Cause he makes a living off other people's taxes. Bobby Sue, oh, she slipped away. Billy Mac caught up to her the very next day. Yeah, they got the money, hey, you know they got away. They headed down south and they're still wanted today. Singing,
go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Take the money and run.
Northeast Timberland Band doing a little bit of Steve Miller there. Is Rhonda still here? Is she out there? She's a big Steve Miller fan. One of our news reporters here. So, okay. Oh, no, dang. But
I hope she's not mad.
No, hopefully she's listening somewhere. You can listen to them live 8 p.m. tonight at the Bluefin Grill in Tofty. How long does it take you to nail down those harmonies? Those sound really tight.
You know, we've just been doing it so long. This other group we play in central Minnesota, that's really, the harmonies are really kind of one of our signature pieces that we work on. And so there's some overlap in terms of some of the music. And so it's we don't, unfortunately, with Tim living in central Minnesota or Raleigh, North Carolina, we don't get the kind of practice we would like. So, but it comes together pretty quickly. We've been fortunate with that.
That's great.
Yeah, when we try to pick up a new song, a lot of times these guys will have one that they heard on YouTube or someplace and they want to play, and they have the instrumentals ready when I show up. I mean, they've practiced the guitar, and so the bass is there, and it's a matter of layering the vocals on top, and it typically goes pretty good. The harmonies are easy to learn, the words sometimes not so much for me anyway, but yeah, we get there.
How about harmonica? I can't see over the thing here, but do you have several harmonicas for different keys, or are you just doing it one?
I do. Everything we're doing in here today is in G, so it makes it easy. Just bring the one in. But yeah, I've got a set of six, because on some of the tunes that we play that are maybe a little bit tends toward bluesy, right? Now I'll play a little cross harp on some of those, so you have to have a little bit more variety to have the. Yeah. They have the right harp for it, so.
Just be like, I don't really feel like C today. Let's just keep it easy. Keep it easy. What are some of your, so you're up here at Tofty tonight. Is that one of the further gigs that you go to travel to? Like, what's your reach for?
Yeah, well, we're based out of Duluth. Xavier and I live in Duluth, and so we do a lot of performing down there. Thirsty Pagan and Superior, and we've also been very happy to play recently and repeatedly at Castle Danger in Two Harbors. But yeah, in terms of coming north. Until we get some invitations in Grand Marais, we right now have just come as far north as Bluefin, but we've played there quite a bit. And in an earlier era, back in the 80s, I did about probably 8 years of solo work at Bluefin, which is, and then we didn't touch it for about 20, 25 years. So, yeah. So, but that's mostly out of Duluth, actually.
Now, when you Google the Northeast Timberland Band, the first thing that comes up is this video that was taken at Fond du Lac. Where was that? It looked like a really cool thing. I don't know how long ago that was.
Yeah, we got just a call out of the blue. There's the community college, the Tribal and Community College down at Cloquet, does a summer music series, Hot Summer Nights, through the, Wednesday nights, I think, in July. And he called us up and said, man, would you guys like to come out and play this? And, you know, we had never heard of it, but we said, yeah. And he set it up and actually kind of worked his schedule a little bit to make it work for us. Because I was actually doing some work at the time for an outfit out of Duluth. The, what's the name of them even now? Can't remember. They do restorative work. And I was hired as a contractor for them to lead their work crews. And I was working on a, 200-year-old church out west of Cloquet.
Wow.
And so he rearranged it so we could do it while I was in town, which was nice, but really fun. They've got a beautiful setup there, an outdoor amphitheater out just outside the main building of the school, and seating in the amphitheater and then out on the lawn and stuff. And they get a nice crowd, and we got lucky with a beautiful evening, and it was just a really fun gig to play. It's not often that you get to play a gig. You know, you're playing in a bar someplace, and you're the background music. And sometimes you get people that really turn their chairs and sit and listen to the music, and that's fun. Oftentimes, you know, you're there and they appreciate you, but they're not paying a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. But you go into a concert setting like that where everybody's just watching and listening to the music, and it's really an enjoyable experience.
That is a sentiment I've heard so much recently with guests on this show, is everyone's like, man, I like when there's a concert setting. So right. I wonder if there's a sea change coming here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It is. That is very nice, yeah.
But then at the same time, you got to sell drinks. So that always happens.
That's only get that.
That's what they're there for.
Right. Okay. So after this show, what else is coming up?
So we have, I think we're back at the Thirsty Pagan down there. We're working on setting some other things up at Castle Danger. But we have actually several. We're actually also in May, I think May 11th, 12th, we're doing, I think, Thirsty Pagan. And then we're going to be playing at Ursa. Ursa Minor in Duluth.
Yeah,
so cool. That'll be our first time there. So we're playing there on a Sunday afternoon, and actually, I think we're playing there on Mother's Day. So
adorable.
So we and again, the challenge for us is we book enough so that it's fun. We all have, you know, different, you know, Xavier, a student, and I'm a college prof, and so we all have other work, but we like to keep it fun, and we like to get Tim north. So in his best scenario, Tim lives in central Minnesota, about 240 miles away. So it's a trip for a gig regardless.
Right.
So we have quite a few bookings through the spring.
Great. And I'm sure it'll be a lot easier once Xavier's done with finals, and, right, and you're done with finals.
And I'm getting close to being moved home from Raleigh, so that'll help too.
Great.
And you know, after that happens, then, as you mentioned earlier, playing up here, and Neil said, until we get invited, well, if anybody's listening that does booking, we are willing to entertain offers to get up here and play. You know, if we could pick up a Friday and Saturday night, you know, and just stay up here someplace, we'd be more than happy to take a look at that.
Hope that works out for you. It's good. Guys, thanks for coming on. Let's do one more song.
Sounds great. We want to give a real quick shout out, if we could, to some friends of ours in Grand Marais. We've got the Levine sisters.
The
famous Levine sisters. So I actually teach with Beth Levine down in Duluth, and her sister. One of them is affectionately named the Evil Twin, and I'm not going to say which one is, but
I think
we do want to give a good shout out to Barb Levine, who we've been fortunate to actually have down on stage with us in some gigs out in Superior. So shout out to them as we're invading Grand Marais. So we're going to do one more tune. This is an original one that we wrote called Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Mr. Frost is climbing upon your sill. You hit the cold, honey, but don't you know that I'm on my way to take away the chill? You brought up down in the sunny south, loving the sunshine and beaches too. I like the cold, honey, but don't you know that our summertime will keep on shining through? Hold me tonight, we'll be alright. Fire in our eyes will keep us warm. Candlelight will dance, we'll make romance till the morning light comes sneaking through the door. You hold my hands in yours, you hold it tight. Throw back your head, give me a smile. Put in your eyes, I see pain as you try to forget about the life that left you high and dry. Hold me tonight, we'll be alright. Fire in our eyes will keep us warm. Candlelight will dance, we'll make romance till the morning light comes sneaking through the door. Us warm. Candlelight will dance, we'll make romance till the morning light comes sneaking through the door. Only tonight we'll be alright. Fire in our eyes will keep us warm. Candlelight will dance, we'll make romance till the morning light comes sneaking through. Morning light comes sneaking through. Morning light comes sneaking through the door.
Blue Moon, an original tune from Northeast Timberland Band. That could have been like an old standard and you totally would have fooled me. That was a fantastic song. Thanks guys for coming in. Check them out tonight at Bluefin Grill down in Tofty, 8 p.m.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks. Tim, Xavier, and Neil here.